This is West Southwest. I'm Sevilla Mann. We're speaking with higher education scholar Paul Gaston. He's based at Kent State University, and he's written extensively on everything from what accreditation means to how to interest students in subjects outside their major. Gaston will lead several workshops and give a public talk on curriculum this Thursday at Western Michigan University. We talked about how universities can make sure their programs stay relevant. Paul Gaston, welcome to West Southwest.
Thank you.
You're coming to Western Michigan University. You're going to be talking about curriculum, and it sounds like you'll be talking about general education. I want to make sure I'm understanding correctly. When you say general education, do you mean those classes you're required to take, whatever your major is, where you are introduced to topics that might not be in your field?
That's right. When I use the phrase general education, I'm referring to the preparatory education or the foundational education that all students take, and that really depends on the institution in terms of the kind of curriculum that it is.
My understanding is that the point of that general education curriculum is that no matter what you're studying, it's a good idea to have students exposed to many different areas of study. They might discover something they're interested in that they didn't know about, or they might just be better rounded, more informed individuals. And so what is it specifically about general education that you're going to be talking about?
Well, I wouldn't use the word exposure. I would use the word experience. I think that general education is intended to give students the experience of different ways of knowing, different ways of investigating, and that ideally should link closely with study in the major. The discussion really begins with what the institution means by the baccalaureate degree, and what are the learning outcomes that a student who achieves the baccalaureate should be able to demonstrate, and how should the student be able to demonstrate that. Then you can talk about the relative contribution that general education and the major make to those outcomes, and then you can talk about general education specifically. But that conversation is one that takes place in the larger context of a discussion of baccalaureate education.
If the inclusion of general education courses is a pretty standard practice in institutions offering a bachelor's degree, what is the discussion that you're having now in regards to those core requirements? If they're already there, what is there to say about what might change?
Well, I think any part of the curriculum to be effective ought to be reexamined every now and then. And my assumption is that strong colleges and universities do conduct that kind of reexamination. Certainly, if you look at the way in which knowledge has changed in the last 20 years and the way in which the university has changed, 20 years ago, the emphasis was on effective teaching. Now the emphasis is on assuring learning, being more confident that the teaching that we do in our classrooms, the curriculum that we offer, results in genuine learning on the part of the students. And so I think that by itself offers a very effective prompt to look critically at the curriculum, to ask whether the curriculum expresses the values of the university, whether it expresses the strengths of the faculty, whether the curriculum is one that reflects an awareness of the particular needs of the student body. And so these questions remain relevant whether or not they lead to dramatic change. They nevertheless should be addressed periodically, and I believe that's what's going on now.
I've seen the phrase education reform come up in a couple of materials related to the talks you'll be giving at Western. And I know we're talking about higher education here specifically, but that could still refer to many different things. When you talk about education reform, what is it that you're getting at?
Well, I think your question points in exactly the right direction, that we cannot consider higher education in isolation from the preparation of students, for instance. One of the tasks that I undertook in the last year was to create a kind of crosswalk between the Common Core state standards on the one hand and the degree qualifications profile on the other, just to see if there was a kind of alignment between the two. And frankly, there wasn't much of one, because higher educators and those who teach in secondary and preparatory schools rarely have much conversation together. And that is I think, a pity. I think there's also, on the other end of the spectrum, that baccalaureate programs necessarily have to have a clear sense of the expectations of graduate programs and of employers, so that students who are taking the degree are taking degrees that are meaningful to those who will be hiring them or those who will be welcoming them to a graduate study.
One of your workshops with the university has the title 50 Potholes to Education Reform. I'm not sure we have time to go into all 50 potholes, but what are these pitfalls that you're talking about?
The subject of that discussion really is about the importance of process within the university, recognizing that a university is a complex organization, and there are right ways to go about discussions of reform, and there are wrong ways. And so we consider what some of the right ways are. For instance, communicating effectively, rather than going away and saying, okay, I'm going to take a small group of people off. We will create the world's best general education curriculum, and then we'll come back and we'll say to our colleagues, here you are, admire the work that we've done. That probably is, in most cases, a recipe for a disaster. And so that would be one of the potholes. It is about being sensitive to the culture of an institution, about being sensitive to the breadth of experience and knowledge in that institution, about being aware of the needs of the students, and holding such discussions in a context that is broad and consultative, much like Western Michigan is doing in terms of the workshops and the keynote that it is scheduled for me. I mean, I'm certainly not going to be there to say, this is how things should be done. I'm there to say, here are some good things that people are doing, and maybe you should consider these as you look at your own priorities.
It's really interesting to hear about how much thought goes into this process. I think as somebody on the outside of this, you might have thought, you know what the student's major is going to be, and you kind of pick out a few things that aren't that major, and you throw them in there, and that's your general education curriculum. But it sounds like it's a lot more involved than that.
Well, it should be a lot more involved than that. Sometimes it's just as you describe. And when it's as you describe, then you hear students saying that general education is something to, and I quote, get out of the way. And that is a prescription for the student unhappiness with the curriculum. It is a prescription for poor performance on the part of students. And it really relinquishes a wonderful opportunity that liberal education can afford students to prepare themselves for study in the major. And as I mentioned before, for successful careers, but also for satisfying lives.
And so you're really trying to change the mentality there from the university says I have to eat my vegetables to, oh, I see how this relates to me, to my academic areas of interest, and to my life overall.
That's right. Well, it certainly should. I mean, why else would a student be willing to take seriously the learning that is being offered unless there is some sense of meaningfulness? And that really is what this discussion is all about.
You published a book on college accreditation, where it's headed and how it needs to change. Accreditation wouldn't have been on my list of hottest, most debated topics about higher ed, at least in the world outside of the university. Are there things about accreditation that are bearing on the process that you think the general public needs to know about?
I think there are. I would say that accreditation is likely to be very much in the news in the months to come as the Congress begins debating the reauthorization of the Higher Education Act. But putting that aside, I mean, I think accreditation is a kind of front line of the concern with higher education and on the part of many. I should say we often think of accreditation as some kind of other, as some kind of outside force that comes in to investigate how we're doing. Accreditation really reflects the values of the academy.
My assumption, I guess, had been that accreditation strictly related to, is this college fit according to some authority to issue these degrees? And so it sounds like it's broader than that.
Yeah, it is much broader than that. And one of the expectations that accreditation brings to bear is that an accredited institution will be committed to its own continuous improvement and use the accreditation process to make itself stronger. Accreditation typically begins with a self-study on the part of the institution. And through that process, the institution is supposed to look critically at its performance, to look critically at its curriculum, and to ask the question, are there things that we can do better? And the answer to that usually is yes, there are things we can do that would be improvements. And so accreditation functions as a force really for improvement within the academy. I don't know of a more powerful force for that kind of improvement. Of course, when we talk about accreditation, we're talking about, in terms of an institution like Western Michigan, two different kinds. We're talking about regional accreditation, which is the Higher Learning Commission of North Central in Chicago, which accredits the entire institution. And then many of your disciplines at Western have accreditation from specialized accrediting associations, such as nursing or chemistry. And there, I would say the focus is very much the same, to make certain that the program or the institution meets a certain standard, as you were suggesting, but also that the program or the institution is committed to its remaining current and to its being a self-improving organization.
Paul Gaston, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Kent State University professor Paul Gaston is an expert on higher education. He'll speak at Western's Fetzer Center this Thursday at 4 p.m. The topic is the student-centered curriculum. Gaston will talk about how it's made. You can hear our full interview with Paul Gaston at WMUK.org. This is West Southwest. I'm Sevilla Mann.